AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of this broadcast. We will name a McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's in Branch County. The Carleton Airport Jets will get the ball to start the second half, trailing 33-9. They were shut out in the second quarter. They will move from left to right, Coldwater from right to left, as we have switched sides. Lauren French with the ball. The bounce pass to Jenna Meyer on the right corner. Kendall Galloway hawking her. It's like both sets of starters back out for both teams. Mossberg, Hamilton, Meyer, French, and Schaefer for the Jets. Scorefar, Galloway, Galloway, Smoker, and Shirey for the Cardinals. Triple team on the right elbow. Kick it out to the left wing. A shot for three is short for Mossberg. Rebound putback doesn't go in, and Shirey comes up with a rebound.
Good stop there for the Cardinals to start their second half.
Here's Scorefar on the right wing to the elbow right side. Kenzie Galloway gives to Carly Smoker her shot from five, right baseline in and out. Here come the Jets. A technical foul against the Airport Jets. Apparently, the official heard some instruction calling from Daryl Mossberg that should not have been said. And Daryl Mossberg still not quite understanding what he did wrong.
I'm not sure it was him. It might be his assistant coach there sitting on the bench, I think, is who he...
Meanwhile, Kenzie Galloway selected to take the technical free throws. The Cardinals will get the ball back after that. Kenzie misses the front end. This technical foul coming with 7:10 left to play in the third quarter. Kenzie splits the pair. Coldwater will get the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened down there, but...
Of course, we've got these nice microphones that are very directional. We don't have one under, near the airport bench, although we should consider getting one close to the Sturgis bench when the Sturgis boys come here.
And, yeah. We might learn a few things that night.
Coldwater getting the ball and a whistle and a foul after a whole bunch of furious action going back and forth, ball going back and forth between both teams. Airport assessed the foul, and there's some pretty angry Jet fans behind us now, too. Things just not going their way right now.
Well, you know.
They trail 34-9, a 25-point Coldwater lead. The Jets, as we mentioned, shut out in the second quarter, and so far shut out in the third. Kendall Galloway to the free throw line, draws a foul. She'll go up for two. Just like that, Lauren French for the Jets picks up her third foul. Team second of the second half. Oh, it was the assistant coach who's giving these officials the dickens.
I think that might be Daryl Mossberg's dad down there helping him. And
Kendall Galloway making the first from the free throw line. Missing the second, it's 35-9. The rebound by Dana Hamilton. Both airport coaches sitting on their bench. They don't want to pick up their second bench technical and have to sit out the rest of the game. I mean, if both those coaches get ejected and have to sit out, who's going to coach them?
I don't think you'll see that. But
I hope that doesn't happen. Airport ball following the poke away. Loose ball collected by the Jets. Here's a dribble drive by Lauren French. The Jets looking distinctly uncomfortable here on the floor right now. Whistle and a Coldwater foul. First of the second half, it'll go against Kendall Galloway, her second. The Jets will get the ball out of bounds, trailing 35-9, 6:29 left in the third quarter. French inbounds to Meyer, moving to the right wing, up top to Dana Hamilton. Needs help, will give the ball to Chelsea Mossberg. Maybe she can act as a player coach if...
She probably could do it.
The bloodline's there, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Lauren French with a ball to the elbow, a shot and a miss off the back of the rim. Rebound put back, went right for Hamilton. How about a third chance? No, but a whistle and a foul. And perhaps the best chance for the Jets to break the scoreless streak that has been going on since probably late in the first quarter. All throughout the second quarter, and the first couple of minutes of a third quarter. The foul against Jordan Shirey is her first, team second. Hamilton at the line. First one is good.
Yeah,
the schneid has finally been broken.
25-point lead here, 35-10 for the Cardinals.
Now we can understand why Fremont would be able to outscore these Jets 33-3 in the second half yesterday. Daniel Hamilton makes both. It's 35-11. The Cardinals lead by 24, 6 minutes left in the quarter. Smoker on the right wing will take it to the free throw line. Now score far out. Kendall Galloway for three. Right corner, short rebound by Hamilton. Jets playing a little bit better basketball here, particularly following the technical foul. Here's a shot. Does not go in for Jenna Meyer in the long two from the left corner, but a whistle on the foul. She's going up for a pair is Kendall Galloway. Picks up her second, team third. First of two from Jenna Meyer. Bounces a couple of times. Does not go in. Remains 35-11. Cardinals 5:41 left in the third quarter. Second one is good. Splits the pair. How about this? The Jets have outscored the Cardinals so far in the third quarter. 3-2, all from the free throw line. But it's early here in this frame. Carly Smoker cut off. Left baseline. Kicked the ball out to Kendall Galloway. Between the circles, bounce pass to Smoker. Too low of a bounce pass, almost taken away. She gives it to Kendall. Now inside, Kenzie turnaround shot to score.
Good post-up move by Kenzie. Nice pass into the post there by Kendall.
37-12, back to a 25-point lead for the Cardinals. The Jets have the ball. Meyer up top. Mossberg, three, goes wide right. Rebound, Kendall Galloway. They're hustling with the ball. Kendall Galloway has numbers. She'll take it herself and draw the foul. And if it's on Lauren French, who was in her vicinity, that would be her fourth.
I believe it might be. Nope. He gave it to Schaefer.
Actually, a break then for the Jets and their coaching staff. First of two from Kendall Galloway off the back of the rim. No good. Meanwhile, the other four players getting a quick word from Coldwater head coach Ken Smoker. Hamilton comes to the bench. Post come in, number 40?
I believe so.
Kendall Galloway splits the pair. She now has 11 points. Older sister Kenzie has 12, and the Cardinals lead 38-12, a 26-point advantage. Here's Meyer trying to get it inside the post. Lost a handle on the ball. Taken away by the Cardinals. Here comes Kendall Galloway. Kendall to score far. Get it to Kenzie Galloway. Her shot was blocked by post.
I like the ball movement there, though.
Here's Chelsea Mossberg taking it to the baseline, throwing the ball back up top. Lauren French tracks down the loose ball. Now Jenna Meyer on the right wing with Kendall Galloway guarding her. 38-12 Cardinals. 4:28 left to play in the third quarter. Dribble drive by Mossberg. Triple team closes in on her. One of that triple team is going to be guilty of a foul. The question will be if they determine if it was a shooting foul or not. Jordan Shirey picking up her second foul. Not a shooting foul. Looks like the Jets will get it out of bounds with 4:24 left in the third.
Cardinals with a big 38-12 lead here halfway through the third period.
Bounce pass to Mossberg. Her shot from the right blocks blocked by Shirey. Here comes Scorefar ahead to Kenzie Galloway. Fast break. Yes, and one.
Nice pass from Megan Scorefar. Kenzie Galloway with the run out.
For the Jets, Courtney Post picking up her second foul, team third. 40-12 Cardinals, could be 41-12 if Kenzie converts on the three-point play. She does.
Nice to see some smiles on those girls' faces out there for a change, Sean.
Kenzie Galloway with 15 points. The Cardinals with a 19-point lead, 41-12. I can do math. It's actually a 29-point lead that they enjoy right now, right? Another miss by Airport. Kendall Galloway had the ball poked away by a trailing Jenna Meyer. Megan Scorefar inbounds to Kendall Galloway. It's a 29-point lead, 41-12, 3:51 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Cardinals going four corners. Kendall to Kenzie Galloway, back left corner. Now she'll move between the circles. She'll get out to the center court line. Now on the weave, it will come to Scorefire, back to Kendall Galloway on the left side of the back end of the front court. Now to Smoker on the right wing, back out to Kenzie Galloway. 29-point lead. The Cardinals can afford to milk some time off the clock. The dribble drive and open. Jordan Shirey left it short, though. Jordan, you got to finish some of those.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. They got to finish when you're that close.
Ball goes out of bounds off of Airport, so Coldwater will get it back. Meyer to the bench. Umim comes in for her. Kenzie Galloway to inbound. Finds Shirey. Went through her hands. Loose ball taken away by Post. Carly Smoker trying to rip it away, and Smoker is going to get the foul. So easy that Jan Storr is up at our CCS TV camera. Could have called it from up there,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, pretty good grab there.
Shelby Bowers and Haley Rinke will check in for Coldwater at the next dead ball. The Cardinals lead by 29, 41-12, 3:10. Left to play in this quick-moving first quarter. A steal by Kenzie Galloway. Galloway has numbers ahead to Scorefar. Don't count the bucket. She was hacked in the process. Scorefar will go up to the free throw line. Courtney Post picking up her third foul. Team fifth for the Jets. And Megan Scorefar back at work on her free throw shooting, I guess you could say. Draws iron on the first one, and here comes Bowers and Ranky. Smoker and Shirey to the bench. The clock is stopped with 3:02 left to play in the third quarter. Scorefar splits the pair. It's now a 30-point lead, 42-12. Clock moving, 3 minutes left to play in the third. French to Mossberg on the right wing. Scorefar guarding her. Jump ball as Kenzie Galloway dives to rip the ball away from Mossberg. On the alternate possession arrow, Coldwater will get it. Dana Hamilton will check back in for Airport. Kelly Peruki for Coldwater. Right now on the floor for the Cardinals, the only two starters are the Galloway sisters, Kenzie and Kendall, along with Shelby Bowers, Kelly Peruki, and Haley Ranke. Kenzie with the ball as the Cardinals have gone four corners once again, running the weave way up high. Airport forced to go to a 2-3 zone as a result. Kendall to Peruki on the left corner, moving to the elbow. Her shot short as the double team collapse on her. Whistle. Dana Hamilton, all she can do is just shake her head as she gets assessed the travel. Cardinals with a gift, 2:24 left in the third quarter, leading by 30, 42-12. Kenzie Galloway triggering underneath the Coldwater bucket to her left, finds Kendall. Now back to Kenzie, launches a triple, drains a triple!
Need to save a few of these points for our next couple of games.
Well, it might not be so bad. The Cardinals' next opposition on the girls' side will be in a couple weeks against Sturgis here. A miss by the Jets. Back the other way. Here's Ranke finding an open Shelby Bowers from the high left block. It's short. Mossberg with a rebound. Whistle and a foul. That will probably go against Bowers unless Haley Ranke was in there to help out.
Yep, Haley with
it's her first foul, her team first? Sixth.
Cardinals up by, what's that, 33.
I hope we don't have any difficulty trying to figure out the math later tonight for your game and the game that I have to call tonight. Three-pointer by Umim, overshot it, rebounded by Peruki for the Cardinals. A minute 40 left. Peruki to Kenzie Galloway, cross-court to Kendall for three from the left wing, and it's good.
Wow, the Galloway sisters.
We might
having
have to,
a day.
Yeah, but we might have to give McDonald's player of the game recognition to both of the Galloway sisters.
Yeah, we're so
this is really a breakout game for Kendall tonight as far as the scoring goes.
Yeah, we're going to give it to their mother.
Jennifer Galloway up here. Ball poked away, and it. What do we
gonna
have here?
Timeout.
Timeout, Airport, a minute 12 left in the third quarter. It's a full timeout, 48-12. Cardinals lead by 36. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Sean Watson, Quinn Berry back here at Coldwater High School. During that break, I was taking a look at the scorebook, and the Airport Jets have not scored a field goal since we figure midway through the first quarter. The only 3 points since then have come from the free throw line.
Yeah, they had a couple real quick baskets, and a couple midway through, and haven't had one since other than the free throws.
48-12. The Jets trail by 36, and they get another miss. Loose ball is going to be collected by Lauren French. Her shot from just inside the arc, short. Rebound putback doesn't go in, but a whistle and a foul and another trip to the free throw line. So as far as the free throw shooting, as far as the field goal shooting goes, rather, the Airport Jets have been snake bitten since the midway point of the first quarter. Still up to the free throw line here for Courtney Post. First of two is down, is up, and line drive off the back of the rim. It remains 48-12 Cardinals, a 36-point lead with 52 seconds left in the third quarter. Second one from Post, down, up, another miss. The ball is loose in the battle for the boards. French trying to run the ball down. She runs about three rows up into the bleachers opposite side from us.
Only Cardinal, really, that hasn't been in the game so far. Morgan Howard, is she still a little bit struggling with that knee?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The Jets showing a 3-2 zone as the Cardinals started out in the four corners. Now they're running the weave up high. Haley Ranke throws the ball to Bowers. Now the long two from Andrea Souls off the rim. No good. Ranke's there with a rebound. Throwing the ball to Peruki and now Kendall Galloway, the only starter out there on the floor right now. Kendall draws a foul from Chelsea Mossberg as she closed in on D. Or it just went out of bounds, didn't it?
No, he got the foul.
Amanda Umem actually guilty of the foul. Her first is the team sixth for the Jets. Peruki inbounding to Ranke. Now Bowers on the right elbow. 22 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Kendall Galloway. Long two from the right wing. In and out. Rebound by Souls. Floats it to Kendall. The Cardinals will reset. Peruki back to Galloway.
Down to 12 seconds.
Kendall Galloway got tripped up on her take to the bucket. Going to be a 1-1 trip to the charity stripe for Kendall Galloway. Umim picking up her second foul, team seventh. The clock is stopped. 9.7 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Currently 48-12 Cardinals. Front end of the 1-1 is short. The rebound by Dana Hamilton. Jets pushing the ball up the floor. It's taken away by Kendall Galloway in the backcourt. 2 seconds, 1 second. Souls throws to Peruki, intercepted by Lauren French. Shot wouldn't have counted, and it was way short anyway from half court at the buzzer. 48-12 Cardinals after three over Carleton Airport. Back with the final frame in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater?
Be like July 5th at a fireworks store?
It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco.
A hitch to haul it?
Haylett has them.
Parts and accessories?
Anything.
And everything you want.
And one more thing.
Service.
As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot,
Haylett has 14s in stock.
New floor plans you've got to see.
Dave doesn't have many 13s.
So guess what?
They're giving 2013 discount deals
on 14s.
RVs and fifth wheels
go where everybody goes.
Hightail it to Haylett.
Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13
in Coldwater, Michigan.
And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com, where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back here at Coldwater High School for the final quarter of this girls' varsity consolation game here at the Holiday Hoops Tournament. Coldwater enjoying a 36-point lead over Carleton Airport, 48-12. A steal off a bad pass by Kelly Perucci. Perucci had numbers, stops, pops, leaves it short, battle for the rebound underneath, whistle, and a foul. Really could go either way on the foul, and we are literally going to go the other way. Mikayla Gillette picking up her first foul. Team 8th, and now Airport will be in the bonus. Lauren French up for a 1-1. Coldwater outscoring Airport in the third quarter, 15-3. A miss on the front end by French. Here come the Cardinals. Kelly Perucci stopping and popping from the left blocks. It's short. Rebound. Hamilton had it. Loose ball collected by Post. Ahead to a streaking Chelsea Mossberg. Layup. Good. And that breaks another Airport drought. The first field goal that the Jets have scored since midway through the first quarter. 48-14. Cardinals lead by 34. And Perucci throws the ball away looking for a cutter on the left corner.
Well, still a good situation for the Cardinals. They get some of these girls that don't get a lot of playing time that might need you might need down the road, gives them some court action.
Basically the second unit out there on the floor right now for the Cardinals. Perucci had the steal, the loose ball collected by French underneath Mossberg. Layup good. 8 points now for Mossberg, 48-16. As it's all second unit girls out there for the girls in red and white. Gillette checked in during the break between quarters. Loose ball collected by Hamilton. Couldn't find Mossberg, though. The Cardinals with a gift wrap possession here. The five on the floor for Coldwater. It's Gillette, Soles, Perucci, Rinke, and Bowers. Might have been a JV team a couple of years ago. Here's Soles, overshoots the bucket from the left baseline. Right baseline shot by Shelby Bowers. Short, whistle, and a foul.
Kayla Gillette going to go to the line for, what, 1-1 still?
1-1. Lauren French assessed her fourth foul. Team fouls are even at 8 apiece. We're in a situation where we may see a lot of free throws taken at the end of the game. Gillette makes the first and will get the bonus, 49-16. 33-point lead for the Cardinals, 6:39 left. Gillette makes good on both. The Cardinals have cracked 50-16. Here come the Jets, a bounce pass. Going to Umim, now back up top. Mossberg thought about launching a triple over Perucci. Instead, will take to the baseline. Perucci with a steal. Here comes Kelly Perucci for the Coldwater Cardinals from right to left. Mikayla Gillette bobbles the catch from her. We'll get it back out. Here's Perucci from the right elbow. In and out. Lauren French with a rebound. Colliding with Gillette. And that's a traveling violation. A little traveling music, Sammy.
Yeah.
And French a little bit slow getting up as a result.
She might have bumped her head. Jeez.
Well, she's staying out there for the time being. Gillette will inbound the ball, finds Peruki on the left wing, getting it to Ranky from 15 left baseline. It's short. Ball, volleyball to Courtney Post's hands. Ahead to Miranda Umim. Layup is good. You notice that all of the field goals that the Jets have scored in this fourth quarter have been layups.
Yep.
Jets almost got another steal. A ball still loose on the ground. Who's going to come up with it? Gillette had her hand on it. It's knocked away by Post, and Coldwater will get it back. 5:47 left in the game, 50-18.
You know, it's
Meyer in, French out for the Jets.
Both the fans always want fouls, but in that situation, there's really not a foul.
The inbound deflected, taken away by the Jets. Umim, layup, good. 30-point lead. We're going to get three of Kent Smoker's regular starters coming in at the next dead ball to kind of shore things up. With the two girls that will remain out in the lineup, the ball knocked away from the Cardinals underneath their bucket. Scorefar, Smoker, and Shirey coming in. Ranky, Peruki, and Bowers to the bench. And timeout Airport. Second to last timeout, 5:26 left, 50-20. Cardinals lead the Jets. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer is just like a piggy bank, but even better.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people. So I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a dad that needs a reliable car to get to his new job.
We're on it, Al.
My new job starts tomorrow, but we have terrible credit.
Don't worry. Rainbow Motor Sales will give you $1,000 for your trade with guaranteed credit approval.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater. Or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here we go. Coming out of the airport timeout, their next to last of the contest, Coldwater with the ball. Michaela Gillette will inbound to Andrea Souls, launches a triple from the right corner, draws iron short. Gillette had the rebound, taken away by Mossberg for the Jets. 50-20, 30-point lead for the Cardinals over the Jets. Mossberg's five-footer from the right baseline is short. Shirey with the rebound. Here comes Scorefar. Ahead to Gillette. Bounce pass going inside to Smoker. Now back out to Scorefar from the right elbow. Whistle and a foul. Courtney Post is going to pick up her fourth foul, leaning into Megan Scorefar. Scorefar up to the charity stripe for a pair. 19th foul against the Jets. The clock is stopped with 5:04 left.
Megan 50% today. 2-for-4. Knocks that one down.
Well, it rattled in. Nothing else. It's free throw practice for her. She hasn't gotten up to the line that often during the course of her December not to remember. I'm making a miss. That trip of the line for Scorefar. Mossberg taking it to the other side and missing that layup. Rebound by the Cardinals. 51-20, 31-point lead, 4:48 left. Shirey to Gillette inside. Carly Smoker turns around, shoots from the left, blocks high. It's short. Rebounded by Hamilton for the Jets. Here's Chelsea Mossberg looking for Jenna Meijer inside, open, a turnaround shot, and a score for Meijer.
Nice little pass, nice little shot by Jenna Meijer. Coming out in that little diamond half-court press.
And they wind up getting a turnover. The ball is thrown to Carly Smoker, who lost her footing and stepped out of bounds. Here come the Jets. Token pressure coming from Andrea Souls as Umim gets the ball across the half-court line. Umim blows by Souls, forces up a shot in the middle of the lane, and Jordan Shirey her head down. She knows that she picked up the foul. It's going to be her third, team ninth.
I think they gave that to Carly Smoker.
Oh, really?
A little push, yeah. A little push out front.
So instead of Shirey's third, it's Carly's second. Still the team ninth for the Cardinals. To the free throw line, Miranda Umim misses the first of two. Well, the Jets are going to finish out the 2013 portion of the season at 3-3. They return to Huron League action on January 6th at Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. So they get about a couple weeks to work on some stuff that they discovered they needed to work on after their experience here at Holiday Hoops. A jump ball, and the Cardinals were going to get it after. Was that a miss and a make for Umim?
No, that was two misses.
Two misses. I was looking at my notes here about the airport schedule coming up. Got a little bit of trivia for you about one of airport's opponents in the Huron League, Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. Did you know that they have two different sets of team nicknames?
Oh, really? I would. Are you saying the airport does that?
Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central.
Oh, okay. They have two nicknames. Is that one for the girls and one for the boys? Or
exactly, and that comes as a direct result of the merger of two separate Catholic high schools, Monroe Catholic Central and St. Mary's Catholic, into the entity that we know as Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central.
Okay.
The boys' teams are nicknamed the Falcons. The girls' teams are nicknamed the Kestrels. And when the merger took place, the student body really couldn't decide one over the other.
Well, I bet you that's one of the few schools in the state of Michigan with that. Kind of interesting.
If I'm not mistaken, Detroit Pershing had a kind of a similar situation. Their team nicknames are the Doughboys and the Doughgirls. Well, that might be one of the few. 51-22, Coldwater leading Airport by 29. Miss from the right corner from the free-throw line. We're going to get wholesale line change for Coldwater at the next dead ball. Jordan Shirey shot blocked from the left elbow. Here come the Jets. Jenna Meyer having numbers. Shot blocked from behind by Smoker. Smoker picks up her third.
Carly with some good hustle there. Just didn't quite get her body squared up under the basket there and picked up the foul.
Team 10th, and it looks like we're also going to get a line change for Airport. This game well in hand, 2:59 left. The Cardinals now leading by 28. Kendall and Kenzie Galloway back in for Coldwater along with Shelby Bowers and Haley Renke. Meyer making both ends of that trip to the free throw line. Peruki also in as well. See if we can tell you about some of the girls that checked in for Airport.
We've got a couple that haven't played yet tonight. 14.
Cardinal ball. Kendall to Bowers. Now to Ranky. Top of the key. Back to Kendall Galloway. 51-24 after both of those makes by Jenna Meyer. Peruki on the right wing, running on the curl, loses the ball, picked up by Paige Post, who checked back into the Jet lineup. Round of mass substitutions, ball thrown the other end of the floor. The Cardinals almost came up with a pilfer. Ball poked away on that bad pass. Bowers almost had a hand on it, ball down in the backcourt. The Jets almost trip over that ball in the backcourt. Somehow they are able to recover. Paige Post with the ball. Being guarded by Kenzie Galloway. The count is on. Alexa Quayfard, a 5'5 junior, one of the new girls. She's got it between the circles. You can see Casey Balog, a 5'5 junior, in, along with Celeste Manns, a 5'6 junior for the Jets. Caitlin Stasa in for the Jets as well. A shot for three is short for Balog. Ball out of bounds back to the Cardinals.
Not the prettiest of fourth quarters here, Sean, for either team, as we have a lot of substitutes in the ballgame.
27-point lead for Coldwater, under 2 minutes left. The Cardinals will pick up just their second win of the season, first since the beginning of the campaign, to improve to 2-4, heading into about a couple weeks off before their next game against Sturgis, part of a varsity girls and boys doubleheader here. Stasa picking up her first fall team, 10th. Cardinals now in the double bonus. Shelby Bowers to the free throw line. First of two is good. It's interesting, all of the Cardinal points coming here in the fourth quarter have been from the charity stripe so far. A miss on the back end. A lane violation against the Jets, so Bowers with a chance to do what they used to do in the NBA back in the 70s, three to make two.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, she drew air on the back end.
Somebody must have opened the door out front right at that point. She didn't even get that one within a foot of the rim.
52-24, the Cardinals are going to come up with a W in the girls' varsity consolation game. The only thing left in doubt now is what that final score is going to be. Ball loose on the ground, taken away by the Cardinals. Kendall to Kenzie Galloway. Bounce pass back to Kenzie. The layup good.
Nice job by the two Galloway ladies.
54-24, back to a 30-point lead. A minute 25 left. Another steal by Kenzie Galloway. Uncontested layup for Kenzie with Kendall trailing her. Just like they do it out in the
driveway.
Out in the driveway, yep. That's right.
Give it up to Big Sister.
56-24. Four quick points scored by the Galloway sisters, more specifically Kenzie. Kenzie gets another steal. Ahead to Peruki. Peruki bounce pass Haley Ranke. It was too low of a pass. Down on the ground. Ball still loose on the ground. And a jump ball possession arrow to the Jets. Courtney Post will check into the airport lineup. .2 seconds left. 56 for the Coldwater Cardinals, 24 for the Airport Jets. 32-point lead. See if we can finish this game without anybody getting hurt. Bounce pass stolen by Kelly Peruki. She slows up at the half-court line, finds Kendall Galloway. Slings the ball to Ranke on the elbow, back out to Kendall. On the pick and roll, the shot from the elbow is short. Ranke with a rebound. Oh. The putback doesn't go on. Ball tipped. How about a third chance for Haley Ranke? Turnaround shot may have gotten blocked. Rebound pulled in by Balog. Balog, pass deflected, taken away by Peruki. Layup, good. She gets in the scorebook for the first time. 58-24, 10 seconds left. The Jets probably the final possession of the game. Nope, a steal by Shelby Bowers looking for Kenzie Galloway, taken right back by the Cardinals into Kendall Galloway's arms at the buzzer. Buzzer sounds, the game over. The Cardinals get their second win of the season, 58-24 over Carlton Airport. The Cardinals improve to 2-4 on the season. Airport drops to 3-3. Back with the post game after this. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
When we work together, we can accomplish great things. There's evidence of that right here at home at the Branch County Community Foundation. I'm the Executive Director, Colleen Knight. And when we pool our resources, our people, and our dollars, we can make a much greater impact and a stronger community than we can individually. At the Community Foundation, we've teamed with the Branch County Coalition Against Domestic Violence to support an innovative anti-bullying program in local schools to reduce violence in school and over time in the home. We've partnered to purchase new tasers for the Branch County Sheriff's Department, resulting in increased safety for all of us, including the deputies. And with the Branch County United Way, we've supported their Dolly Parton Imagination Library program, which promotes parents reading to their young children, increasing literacy for those children over their lifetime. By pooling individual gifts and working together, we can truly accomplish so much more. To find out more about increasing your impact through a gift to the Community Foundation, contact us at 278-4517 or visit us at brcofoundation.org. Together, we can accomplish great things for Branch County today and in the future.
You don't have to eat fast food. At the Willows, your meal is cooked to order and never sits under a heat lamp. Every Saturday, the Willows features your choice of a Polish dog or their famous Philly cheesesteak, each served with your choice of chips or fries. Enjoy Karen's homemade chili or their soup of the day. Get fresh food fast at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4A2R. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Back here, Coldwater High School, Sean Watson and Quinn Berry, Mike's side. Following a victorious effort by the Coldwater Cardinal girls, they beat the Carleton Airport Jets 58-24, and here is how they scored for the victorious Cardinals, who improved to 2-4 on the season. Heading into the rest of their Christmas break, and a date with Sturgis coming up in a little under 2 weeks on January 10th. Megan Scorfar finished the game with 5, Haley Ranke with 2. Kendall Galloway, this might be a career high for her with 16 points. Kelly Peruki with 2, Kenzie Galloway leading all scorers with 20. Carly Smoker 4, Shelby Bowers 3, Jordan Shirey 2, Michaela Gillette with 4. All told, that's 58 points for the Coldwater Cardinals. Meanwhile, for the Airport Jets, who fall to 3-3 as they get ready to take on Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central as they return from Christmas break on January 6th. We got Miranda Uman with 4, Chelsea Mossberg with 8, Dana Hamilton with a couple of free throws, Jenna Meyer leading the way for the Jets with 10, 24 once you get all that tallied up. By the quarters, Coldwater won the first 14-9, won the second frame 19-0, 15-3 in the third. Kind of a ragtag fourth quarter. The Airport Jets wound up winning that frame 12-10. We are now joined by Coldwater head girls basketball coach Ken Smoker. Our postgame interview brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company. Recycling your cardboard with Union Pallet and Container Company of Coldwater can deliver real value to your business and the environment. Recycling 1 ton of cardboard saves more than 17 trees and eliminates landfill waste. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's cardboard, call Union Pallet Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. Coach Ken Smoker, what's your take on how the weekend transpired for your team?
My girls really needed that today because they've been down with the way things have been going, and that's the first thing I'll say. Today's win was really good for my girls. I know they were a really happy group at halftime, and they were a happy group after the game. So that's the best thing out of this whole weekend.
I mentioned a couple of times, it's just nice to see the girls smiling on the court tonight, which they were. But this type of game suited you much better than the fast-paced ball games that we've seen over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know what? There were some things we talked about that we needed to clean up. Number one was turnovers, because turnovers have just been a bane for us all year. And at the half, we had committed 5. I know it got a little sloppy there at the end where our numbers went up. But I thought we really did a good job protecting the basketball. Defensively on the boards, that was another big thing for us, is not giving up those second chance points. And at the half, we had given up three offensive boards at that time, and two of them were on one possession. And also, you know, we scored a lot of points, but we got a lot of them in transition, because we decided to play, we got our hands in passing lanes, we put a little bit more pressure on them. And we've talked about good things happen offensively when we play well defensively, and we haven't been a really good defensive team either of late.
Now, we talked earlier in the season about Kendall Galloway starting as a point guard as a sophomore. The pressure wasn't really on her at the outset to have her be a leading scoring contributor, but she's been scoring in buckets the past two or three games. Is this something that she decided to take on herself?
No, I just, you know what, I think what's happening lately is she's having a better choice on her shots and giving her giving herself a chance to get set and shoot it, because she was getting into the habit of, if it came to her and she saw she was open, it was going up as soon as it hit her hands. And now I think you notice if she gets the ball out there and she's open quite a bit, she's just taking that little second to gather herself, and she has a much better opportunity to be successful that way.
Mackenzie Galloway, her older sister, led the way for your team with 20, and really a lot of unselfish play throughout, I'd say the better part of the three quarters that most of the starters were playing.
You know what? That's another thing we talk about. Actually, we like to push the ball up the floor, but I tell them we need to slow the game down in our minds when we're on offense. We still want to attack, but if we slow it down and everybody has a good vision and sees the whole floor, we're going to see people that are getting open. We're going to make better passes. And I thought that's one thing we did today, is we were doing a good job of finding the open person, as opposed to having tunnel vision and just looking to get rid of the ball to somebody else if I couldn't do anything with it.
That's a good point, Coach, because there was some real nice passing to the open people, and the big thing was you knocked those shots down.
Yeah, that hasn't happened a lot.
That hasn't happened for you.
I'm going to tell you, it seems like every time we play, somebody has a career night. Like the Gall Lake night, that girl had been deferring to everybody, and all of a sudden she scores 18 in the first quarter. And yeah. I talked to Coach Balcom, and he said, oh, yeah, she's just a good team player. And then last night, our scouting report on the girl from Niles is great penetrator, can't shoot well from outside.
She was shooting well, wasn't she?
Yeah, and Coach Soles talked to her after the game and said, wow, great job of shooting. You shoot like that all the time? And she says, well, be honest, no, that's first time.
So, well, nice victory for the girls tonight. And take a couple of days off here and enjoy your families.
Thank you.
And
girls,
then come back.
Yeah, girls need some time away from me. I know that. So we are going to give them some time away.
The problem is you'll probably have three or four at the house.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, that's true.
So let's go over briefly what the next couple of weeks are going to look like heading into your return to action against Sturgis on January 10th.
Actually, I'm giving them the rest of the week off. This is a really, really long season. Last year, our schedule said that after we played tonight, we had a game Tuesday, and they never got a break. So I'm giving them till we're going to come back next Sunday. We'll have five practices to get ready for Sturgis. Hopefully, I told them, remember how this feels and see if we can carry it over into the new year. And after Sturgis, we got Marshall, who's always a really tough opponent. But I'm going to tell you what, any team we play in our league is going to be difficult.
And one last question, wanted to touch base on the status of Morgan Howard. She hurt her knee a couple of weeks ago at Lakeview. I know, talking with her, she told me that she really wanted to come back for this tournament, but looked like she might have re-aggravated a little bit. Do you think she'll be ready to go for Sturgis?
I'm not sure. You know what? She was able to practice just half court with no contact on Thursday. And then she hurt herself somehow during warm-ups. It was her ankle. But when she came in today, she said it was sore and stiff again. So she's just going to have to keep icing it. And maybe these 5 days off with nothing will help her, too. And hopefully we have her back, because she's a good presence for us when she's in there.
Ken Smoker, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal Girls. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Happy New Year.
All right,
we'll
thanks. See you in a Happy New Year to you guys, too.
Yep. Have a good one.
Ken Smoker, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinal Girls, joining us on our post-game report as the Cardinals beat Carleton Airport 58-24 to improve to 2-4 on the season. We'll take this one last break, including spot for McDonald's in Branch County. We'll deliberate over our McDonald's player of the game selection coming up after this. You're listening to Cardinal Holiday Hoops on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
For some of us, gambling can make us lose more than a few dollars. We may lose our jobs, lose our homes, and slowly but surely we'll lose the people we love. We're at a loss as to why we can't control our gambling. We lose years struggling with an addiction we didn't even know we had. For free confidential help, call the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline to speak with a counselor. Call 1-800-270-7117. It's time to win your life back. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
McDonald's Dollar Menu and More presents The Magnitude of More. More is better. When good isn't good enough, more is great. It's the new Bacon McDouble sandwich with thick-cut Applewood smoked bacon for only $2. More is an abundance of flavors. More is the arch enemy of less. It's getting the McChicken sandwich you know and love for just $1. It's more choices than ever before. And that's the Dollar Menu and More. Stop in and find out exactly what more has in store for you. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's and more. Prices and participation may vary.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel!
She can't hear you. She's in a McCafe state of mind. So right now, she's lost in a blueberry pomegranate world of cool, sweet bliss. A delectable daydream of deliciousness.
So you telling me her smoothie is so good she can't hear me?
No, it's so good, I choose not to.
There's a delightful disposition mixed into every McCafe drink at McDonald's. Try a smoothie or chocolate chip frappe and get lost in every sip. Another way to love McCafe. And participate in McDonald's.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back one last time from Coldwater High School for now. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry with our McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Branch County. I think we are both unanimous in giving a nod today to Kenzie Galloway's younger sister, Kendall Galloway. Really a breakout game on all aspects of her game tonight.
Well, first of all, I voted for the mother, but you wouldn't let me give it to Jennifer. So, Kendall with a great job tonight. I thought that was her best game as a varsity player. She was under control all night long from her point guard position. She hit a couple of nice threes early in the game and continued to play well. She distributed the ball throughout, and just a nice game for the young sophomore.
So congratulations to Kendall Galloway, our McDonald's player of the game, as the Coldwater Cardinal girls beat Carleton Airport 58-24. Going on right now here on the floor, the warm-ups for the boys' varsity consolation game between the Fremont Eagles and the Eaton Rapids Greyhounds. That's set to tip off in another 5 minutes or so. At 5 o'clock, the girls' championship game, varsity side of Fremont versus Niles, and then the boys' championship game between the Dexter Dreadnoughts and the Coldwater Cardinals. A nice win for the Cardinal boys last night against Eaton Rapids, 70-62, the final score. Meanwhile, Dexter pulled away from Fremont, 63-44.
That should be a real good ball game tonight. Cardinals made some shots, got a little confidence in their shooting. And hopefully that will continue tonight as they played some pretty good basketball, just played some really tough teams and haven't shot the ball well until last night.
I'll be flying solo tonight, broadcast beginning at 6:30 for the 6:45 tip. That's because your JV boys basketball team will be taking on Fremont in the JV boys championship game over the old gym.
Yeah, we look forward to that. Fremont, a real tough-looking team. I watched them play yesterday afternoon. Was real impressed with their athleticism that they've got on that JV squad. A couple of nice-looking freshman players that they've got up. But we'll just come out and we'll try to put it together and hopefully come away with another victory.
Well, good luck to you and your boys later tonight. Once again, we're back on the air. Specifically, I'm back on the air at 6:30 for the 6:45 tip, Dexter versus Coldwater. We hope you can join us either here at the CHS Gym as we wrap up the second day of the 5th Annual Cardinal Holiday Hoops Tournament, or next to your radio at AM 1590 or FM 95.5, or next to your computer or smartphone at WTVBAM.com. That's a story for now from here at Coldwater High School. For Sean Delaney, Justin Lopshire back in the WTVB studio. For my broadcast partner, Quinn Berry, Sean Watson signing off for now from the home of the Cardinals in the girls' varsity consolation game. It was the Lady Cards all over Carleton Airport, 58-24, until later tonight at 6:30 for the boys' varsity championship game between Dexter and Coldwater. Good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Haylett Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Heinz Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.